Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Dave Dyer. He's coming up right after this.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with more of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. How many times has this happened to you? You're thirsty and you need and want water, but you're miles and miles away from water. There's no water anywhere. Introducing my new Mazing powdered water. It's small, simple, and convenient.
Oh, yeah?
Just carry a packet of Mazing powdered water with you anytime you don't have room for a stick-up faucet. Then, if you need water fast, simply open the packet, pour the contents into a glass like this.
Uh-huh.
And just add water. Cool, clear water in seconds, and it's just that easy.
Wow.
And it's only $29.95 for 3 2-ounce packages of amazing powdered water that make up to, now get this, folks, up to 5 gallons of pure mountain stream water from the glaciers of Scandinavia. Yeah.
Scandinavian glacier water not verified, and American tap water may be substituted in some powder packets. 5 gallons of water must be added to reconstitute the full 5 gallons of powdered water.
Folks, can you ever have enough water? I say no. So order in the next 5 minutes, and I'll throw in 2 more 3-packs for free, plus $59.95 shipping and handling. That's a great deal, but wait. When you order 4 3-packs of my 2-ounce pack packets, along with the previous order of the 3 3-pack packets for only a total of $269.95, I'm going to send you a complimentary gift set of my wildly popular home entertainment accessory item designed specifically for your guests who happen to be nudist.
Yeah?
Scrotum coasters. Just drop them and forget them.
Yes.
Call today. I'm Billy Mazing.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Full cast of idiots.
Thank you.
He looked right at me.
With the exception of?
Me.
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 Oh,
I'll take that. That would be Ace Cosby, Christy Lee, Jess Hooker. Also, we have trying out for his role in The Village People as the biker. It's Dave Dyer. That is a nice mustache.
Thank so you're going to keep that?
I am going to keep it, Christy.
It's glorious.
Not going to
we are married.
Thank you, Josh.
So you're married. So
I am married.
You don't have to worry about that. Because
no, I don't have to worry about
does
it.
Does she like it?
For anyone? No, she does not like it. But here's what I'm saying.
That's because she's a woman. That particular style is known as VP.
Right.
Vagina protector.
Right.
Because that won't get near one.
I took the stats of my sexual activity before the mustache and after.
Uh-huh.
No change. Mustache is staying.
The old math problem is 0 plus 0.
Yes. It stays.
Wouldn't you like to see Dave in a monocle?
I'd love it.
Right? With a nice tuxedo, you'd look good. Mm-hmm. That you could pull off that character.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Mr. Bond. We've also been joined by Jess Hooker. Hello, Jess. Good to see you.
Hi, Tom.
Now, do you do this thing at the dinner table? Do you say to the kids, what was the highlight of your day?
Sometimes. Yeah, if we're not talking much, then I'll bring that up. Yeah, and
it, oh, really? You don't have a ritual? You do it every night?
I always did that, yeah.
Yeah, but they do like high, low, like
yeah,
the high
we do
part
best part of your day,
yeah.
Worst part of your day. Yeah, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that at your house?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there any time left after you get done? For anybody else? Or?
Is there any time left?
Do you allow them to speak?
They go first.
You hate it that I know you so well. I can feel it.
They go first. Then I say, relax. Here it comes.
Every one of their sentences is, nobody cares.
Highlight
Andy,
of the week.
You don't understand the size of these deer.
Yeah.
I nearly died.
Giant. Did you see the text?
That's
he goes,
352 this morning.
They barely missed me.
Yes.
I missed them.
Okay.
They barely missed me.
I hope we're recording this because when you hit one of these guys.
I'm just saying.
I can do. Oh,
Tom is nice enough to text us in the morning. Things like, "Hey, there are deer on the road.
Right.
Be careful.
Roads are bad." Yada,
but
yada,
this
yada.
Morning at 4:30, when I read the text, "Hey, there are deer on the road," I went, "Tom thinks deer are statues."
Yeah.
They don't move.
Exactly. Still
be by there. The way, my deer text came at 2:45 a.m.
Mine came at 3:52, and they're I'm thinking, by the time we get there at 5, they're not going to be there.
You think the deer are going to be moving?
Yes. You think deer are just hanging out at that part of the...
there's one.
3:51.
There's one under the bridge.
There's a bridge over here. That guy's there every morning.
This, I swear to you, this is the exact text.
If you hit that deer...
This is the exact text. Watch out, .. 3 deer in the road on the way here, .. 2 of them, huge, .. My favorite, just missed me. I didn't miss them. They missed me, okay?
Fine.
What a psycho.
If there is a God, you're going to come call one day, I can't get in, I hit the big deer.
If I hit a deer and you see my car dented, I ran into the garage.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that.
This one would have taken your car out.
Oh,
that's true.
It's going to be in my lap if I hit a deer.
check local listings. There are deer in all 50 states.
Of course.
but ours are
people. Now,
but ours are huge.
I need to explain to you what deer are.
We have deer. We have deer in the news. I'm kind of fond of saying deers, don't you think?
Deer. Yeah.
Who determined the deer was the plural of deer? I don't agree.
You think Mama Deer calls the baby deers deers?
Somebody windbagged me on that and said you can't say deers certain times.
Okay. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
Don't you know it's still bow season? You bow up and bump them to the side. They'll play with you. I swear to God. Just slow down. But they will total a car if they're the size of cattle, like Tom says. So it ain't something to be messed with.
Yeah, I agree.
But first off, I want to start off by wishing all our veterans a happy Veterans Day.
Very good. We agree.
And we appreciate them keeping us safe and thank them for their service and support. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I don't know if you know this, but I tried joining the military right after high school.
Really?
I swear to God, I figured it'd be a good way for me to spread my wings and see the world on Uncle Sam's time for a change.
How did it go?
Well, you know them old Uncle Sam posters, that Uncle Sam wants you posters?
Sure.
They made posters out of them? Well, come to find out, them posters don't just pertain to everybody. Because I went down to that recruiting office, sign up, and the first thing the guy tells me is they're going to have to cut off all my hair.
Oh, a mullet?
I said, that ain't happening. I've been working on this rear-end spoiler since the early 80s. Poor God. I mean, since they put spandex on stage, there ain't no way I'm letting Uncle Sam come at me with clippers. And I don't understand why I couldn't just tuck it in the back of my helmet. Plus, it'll help me read the wind when it comes time to throwing hand grenades.
Sure.
But next, they give me a physical, and come to find out, I'm hard of hearing in both ears. And that makes me unintelligible to join. They said not being able to hear good is a weakness during war.
Really?
I swear to God, I said I hate to counterpunch, but if that's the case, how did Def Leppard win Battle of the Bands? I swear to God.
Fair point.
Eventually, when it came down to you, I wasn't allowed to join the Army.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, and something about my massive pork sword being a detriment to blocking bunkers.
Oh, sure.
I swear to God, even though it's qualified to buckle a tank, they's afraid if it came untouched from a sock, some comrades could trip over it during an ambush.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's been well documented, Angel Skinner's took friendly fire from it before, and she still got 1,000-yard stare. So, hey, Ace, is it too late for me to join the Kiss Army?
You're welcome to join.
I appreciate it. Well, see, I got that as a backup. But anyways, we want to thank all our veteran men and women out there putting their lives on the line so jackasses like me and Chick can continue to do what we do.
Good point.
Thank you, Donnie.
They're all badasses and true American heroes. And I hate to admit this on the radio, but I never even made it out of basic training neither because that manager at Wendy's was a dick. All because I refused to wear an apron, you know? I ain't doing that covering my black belt on the clock. I swear to God. Second Amendment. I gotta go.
Thank you, Donnie.
Donnie.
That was enlightening. No mullets in the U.S. Army. Then that makes sense.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got some important words coming up about Veterans Day, as a matter of fact, a little bit later on. Did you want to finish today in history, Christy, before we talk to our guest? What have we missed here?
Born on this date in 1922, Kurt Vonnegut.
Great American.
Yes.
And veteran. Got a great book about Dresden, Slaughterhouse Five.
Yeah.
Born on November 11th, 1925, Jonathan Winters.
Oh, what a treasure.
My favorite.
I loved him.
In many ways.
By the way, off topic, did you happen to see, I believe it was either NBC or CBS. It was NBC. Harry Smith interviewed Bob Newhart yesterday morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The great Bob Newhart is now 90.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And his first album, he was completely unknown, and that ended up being the album of the year. Did it say it sold a million copies?
Yeah. Yep.
And I have a little editor's note here. For those that produce the CBS Saturday morning program, which is excellent. At the end of the show, they always have a band on, which is very cool. And then they'll always come back and they'll go, For those of you still watching, here's more music from the name of the band. Has someone pointed out to the producers that if they're not watching, they can't hear the announcement? Who are they announcing that for?
Yeah, shouldn't they say, for those of you no longer watching, go screw yourselves.
Because they're not there.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
To say, here's the band again. You don't have to say, if you're not here anymore, you're not...
Or just say, thank you for joining us. Yeah. Here's more...
Yeah,
that smell like a consultant to me.
They do it every week. I think, are they just reading the same thing some idiot wrote 6 years ago and they forgot to just clean up the...
But anybody reading that would know it makes no sense, wouldn't they? Weird.
They do it every week.
That's weird.
And by the way, if you watch NBC News, every night now begins with the words breaking news.
It's true.
For the last...
What? I didn't believe him, and I started listening to him every night. Breaking news.
The problem is, what if there isn't any breaking news?
They make it.
Well, make some.
They had breaking news the other night when it wasn't breaking news. It happened that morning, and they said it was breaking news.
Breaking news. Mayonnaise jar, slightly bigger.
12 hours ago. Wait a minute. What? Mayonnaise jars? What are you talking about?
Back to today in history. I'm sorry, Christy.
Born on this date, November 11th, 1960, the great actor Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
Love him.
Adorable.
Oh, great. God, yes. I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that Me Too thing.
What are you talking about?
The headline, obviously. Tucci, too touchy.
Tucci, too touchy.
I like it. It sounds like something in Latin and Shakespeare.
It does.
Yeah. Tucci.
So help me God. This mutates into Tucci denies touching claims.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to step up and explain yourself.
No, I said I'm glad he hasn't gotten caught up in this.
Your Honor, Tucci, touchy, my tushy.
You, Tucci?
Et tu, Tucci. Sorry. By an actor.
November 11th, 1962, Demi Moore was born. Demi.
Now, which is which now?
Huh.
You got Demi Lovato, mm-hmm. or is she Demi?
No, she's Demi.
Demi Lovato and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Okay. It's awfully...
to me more.
Complicated.
I remember when I was an usher at a movie theater and Disclosure was out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and some of the other ushers would always
sneak in
to the back of the theater during right. a particular scene.
Nude scene, was it?
Yeah. Well, almost nude, yeah, when she's really
did you
going after Michael Douglas.
Did you
Douglas.
Stanley or did you Tucci or Stanley?
Stanley.
Give me that book, Stanley.
And wrapping up our birthdays today, born on this date, November 11th, 1974, the handsome Leonardo DiCaprio.
Never heard of him.
Watched him last night. You know,
he's a good actor.
Great.
Yeah, never forget, no matter how pompous and important he is, he was on Growing Pains, okay?
And he was in Critters 3.
That's right.
Oh, that. I don't remember that.
Yes. Oh, you don't remember Critters 3?
I didn't see Critters 3. Sorry. I missed 1 and 2,
I'm
so
sure
I didn't want
to
jump ahead.
Chuck along with you, but he's on a private jet with a recently turned 18-year-old.
Oh, I'm not making fun. Everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah. But, yeah. In fact, probably as a friend that makes really good fake IDs. Okay, back to you. Christy.
Okay. No, that guy died
Christy,
in jail.
Christy, could we? I wanted to get a new song out of Pat was sick last week, so we never got a chance to get to this.
What? He was under the weather?
Yeah, we had a fun story about I believe it was in Germany, a swingers club.
Oh, yeah, there were like 300 people at the swingers club, and there was a carbon monoxide scare. So when the police firefighters arrived, they had to evacuate the premises.
300 people.
Many of
wow.
them dressed in bathrobes. Yeah. Some were treated, some were taken to the hospital, but no major injuries. Yeah, 300.
And I just, are you ready for this tune here?
You want to do it now?
Sure. No, I just introducing it so we can.
I thought you were teasing it.
No, Pat.
Later, we. Didn't we just say that
you could have given me
just
some
before
kind of
the break?
Up.
Just before the break.
The
didn't
heck
I say
up
something?
Was, you're going to sing then, the song.
I'm never on your side. I'm on your side with this.
And then when
what? We're doing the song.
When we started this break, you mentioned the fact that I just mentioned it
yes.
to you.
My cold medications made me a little slow.
Oh, stop.
What? While we're doing the song, he just took a big bite of a turkey sandwich.
I have to get into character, too.
Okay, so is this going to be. Now, once again, this Can is literally a swingers club, is how it's described
yes.
in English. I don't know. What the
in
German
Germany.
Word is.
But swingers club.
300 people, and they're rushing out of the building. You know, right. We should point out that our guest, Dave Dyer, is also a
swinger.
Firefighter. And
he's got a swinger's mustache.
Now, when yeah. Have you ever arrived at a fire, and there are people standing there in their pajamas or bathrobes, presumably?
No. Well, no. But with the family outside, it was a daytime fire, but not
oh,
in their
that's
pajamas.
Sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tom,
what did you want?
Part of me, I'm with Dave on this.
I'm on Dave's side.
No, Dave should have lied.
He should have.
You should have just left it at no.
Could you get a job where arsonists actually know what they're doing? I was talking to my firefighter buddy over the weekend.
Oh,
I said, what's the number one cause of fires? And he goes, in this town, he goes, arson.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Back to you, Pat. So we got a bunch of nudists.
No. They're swingers.
Okay.
Oh, and they're in Germany, hence the frivolity
yes.
that we're seeing.
Okay.
Nice.
So go. It's a German swingers club.
Okay, go.
Here we go.
Now.
Jeez. There's a little club in our neighborhood. I begged my wife to go there. She finally said she would. We gave the secret password. They opened up the door. Naked people everywhere, rolling on the floor. And they were swinging. Yeah, you guys do the swinging back at me, okay?
Okay.
And they were swinging.
Swinging.
Yeah, they were swinging.
Swinging.
We stepped inside. Next thing I know, my wife's completely bare in a pile of people with her legs up in the air, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, yeah, she was swinging.
Swinging.
Just then, my neighbor's wife shot me a wink. She stood there by the cake. Man, that frog could drink. We guzzled down our beers. My speech was getting slurred. Then she took off her top and unleashed her Hindenburgs.
Schwingen.
Mein Gott, sie war schwingen.
Schwingen.
I looked down at my Schwanz, but it wouldn't do a thing. Too much St. Pauli girl, and it will not go schwing.
It wasn't schwingen.
I just killed myself. It wasn't schwingen.
Schwingen.
My wife's still schwingen. Her farfik nugen must be stinging. She's still swinging.
Oh,
best ever. Best ever.
Nonsense.
Those Hindenburgs were swinging. I apologize to those of German heritage. Any actual German words were a total mistake. Thank you very much.
Well, let's be honest. You owe us the apology first.
Okay. coming up, Christy, the teaser, please.
Well, we have text messages delivered to customers really late. We have a gender reveal going horribly wrong.
Again.
We have wild turkeys attacking a community.
Oh, and Pat Sajak on the
map. Oh, yeah. Pat Sajak had to have surgery. Yeah.
Kink in his colon.
We'll find out what that's all about.
Is to buy a bowel.
When we come...
I liked it, Pat.
Eraser, please.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.